Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
So here's part two of my first attempt at a podcast today. I was talking about just the sheer number of people who are anti-Semites, obviously, pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas. You see it on the news where the streets are just filled with thousands and thousands of people. It was in London and Washington, D.C. this past weekend, and the college campuses are filled with all of these people protesting. In where I live, the Friday afternoons, there's pro-Palestinian and pro-Palestine protesters, anti-Israeli protesters lining the streets towards the temple not far from my house. And I just can't believe that this is going on today in 2023. And, you know, these are self-inflicted wounds that we have. We have created this mess by ignoring what the colleges and the schools are doing to our kids, really. I don't know anybody my age, older, who supports who doesn't support Israel. And I think most of us are just flabbergasted at the amount of hate that the kids have. And it's just really quite stunning. I grew up in the 60s. Well, I was born in the 60s, grew up in the 70s, 80s. And have always kind of leaned to the right for a variety of reasons, mainly that, you know, my dad was gay and my mom had had a stroke when I was very young. And I saw very early on that people lie, the best of them lie. And it's usually never what without going into any more details, I guess, I saw behind the curtain when I was really young, and I couldn't unsee any of it. So I believe in self-reliance and being responsible for your shit. And, you know, you don't blame everything on anybody else. You take care of your shit. You take care of your family. You can't count on the government, you can't count on the schools, you can't count on those in authority to take care of you because, frankly, there's just too many of us. So I learned from a very young age to take care of myself and to make my family a priority. And then hopefully everybody else is doing that and we can all live happily together. I can't spend my time and energy worrying about, you know, everybody else. I can only take care of those around me. You know, that's what I have the means and the energy for. Not to get off on that, but so my core principles and values tend to be right of center. I would consider myself a moderate. I'm pro gay marriage. I am pro abortion. I'm not pro abortion, but I am for legal abortion. I'd like to see a few restrictions on it. I don't think up until birth is appropriate, but I think honestly it's between a woman and her doctor, and a woman, not a birther or a vagina haver or whatever the fuck these other names are for women. If you're going to get pregnant, even if you're going to abort it, you're still a woman. And again, I'm flabbergasted that we live in a time where those things are questioned, or those who are questioning those words and phrases and whatnot get canceled for questioning them. And because of that, because of where we've gone with this canceling and or being called a bigot or a transphobe, wherever you go, like on social media, I've ended up spending a ton of time, or I should say the majority of my social media time is now spent on Twitter or X rather than on Facebook, which is where I used to hang out. And that is because, one, most of my friends on Facebook have, well, not most of them, but a lot of them have blocked me because I'm considered a TERF, which is, if you're not familiar with the phrase, it's, what is it, trans, radical, no, trans, radical, what the fuck is it? Now it's totally gone. I have to write it down. TERF. Trans exclusionary radical feminist. Senior moment there. Wow. I'm not a radical feminist. I just am not a radical feminist. I love them. They're great women. I have so many friends that are radical feminists on Twitter. A lot of them are British and they're awesome. I'm just not a radical feminist. But I am trans exclusionary in that I don't want men in my same-sex spaces. I don't want men in changing rooms where little girls are. I don't want men pretending to be women caring for elderly women who don't want men caring for them. So I truly believe that language is important, and we lost that battle by being kind and being nice. And I don't know, again, if we're ever going to be able to go back to that. Just the truth. I got called out for being rude to somebody on Twitter today because I said that men cannot become women. And I firmly believe that. They can try and look like, they can have surgeries, they can take hormones, they can dress like women. They can do all those things, but that doesn't change the fact that they are not women. And if we don't draw the line on this, women won't exist anymore. I mean, you can already see it in the language, you know, vagina havers and birthing parent or whatever stupid other phrases that they use to describe women. And, you know, it's a men's movement. And that people don't see this just floors me. And that I'm the bad guy for just talking reality, it flabbergasts me. I can't believe that we're here. And when we've been here for a while, right? This has been going on for several years, probably since, I guess it all started in about 2016 is where it really started picking up steam. And, you know, it flew under the radar of most people, me included. But once you see it, you can't unsee it. And it just surprises me that we're such an educated society. We are advanced. We are civil. We've come so far since we were in the caves, and here we are talking this nonsense. And I just can't see it going anywhere good. That's what worries me. That's what has me kind of anxious these days, is that it seems like there's more of them than there are of us, and that I can't see it going anywhere good. There's God, and I know it sounds like I'm, you know, going down the conspiracy theory rabbit hole, but I can't see this not turning into some kind of civil war. And I have a friend who used to tell me that this is what's going to happen, and that's way not going to happen. You know, I just couldn't even entertain the idea. And now I totally get it. Because I can't see this. There's no other way that this is going to turn around. We can vote, but, you know, that doesn't seem to be even an option. I mean, through legislation, all of these things are just getting worse and worse and worse. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I think it's important that we talk about it and be as transparent as possible. Yesterday, three pages of the trans manifesto was released from the school shooting, and it was circulated all over Twitter, which is where, you know, thank God for Elon Musk, who allows that to happen, and who got rid of all the incels who were canceling it. On Twitter, it was being, you know, shadow banned and, you know, fact checked and all that sort of thing, and it, apparently on Reddit as well and other platforms. So we're never going to find out why this woman shot these people unless we know what's in her manifesto. And she left, like, what, 22 notebooks? I mean, there's probably all kinds of nuggets of information that can help us prevent the next one. And so when they don't release this information because it clearly doesn't fit the narrative that they want, you know, she was quite racist. She was anti-white, talking about crackers and how she hated these kids because of their privilege and all of that. That's you don't get that way without being indoctrinated somehow. And whether it was through school or through, you know, just going down some Reddit rabbit hole, who knows? And I don't know if it was Reddit or not. That's a vile place, or 4chan or whatever, those horrible places that the teen boys hang out on. We can stop all of this by, you know, putting an end to some of these websites, but until we know why she did what she did, and by reading her manifesto is how we're going to learn, we're not going to be able to stop it. You know, gun legislation isn't going to change any of this. We need to know what is wrong with these kids. You know, what medications are they taking? And they're all on gobs of them. You know, was she taking testosterone? Those are things we need to know. And so when people try and stop that information getting out to the public, or question it, or bans it, or cancels it, it just terrifies me that we can't win this. And what I don't understand is, what do they think is going to fill this void once you've collapsed society? It's not going to be filled with good. It's going to be filled with brutality and chaos. And I can't imagine that these people who are trying to dismantle everything don't understand that. So that's why I'm feeling anxious these days. I think I'm going to cut it off here and pick it up maybe tomorrow, maybe with a script. So feel free to leave any comments you have. They're all open. Don't be mean. Actually, I don't care if you're mean. Do whatever you want to do. But it'd be nice to have a discussion about anything that might have interested you or whatever. Any feedback would be great. So talk to you later. Thanks.